Kroller says unless state lawmakers extend their session into overtime, it's unlikely that higher education would get the funding it needs in the next fiscal year. Dan Hines met with administrators at the U of I's Urbana campus yesterday. He says budget proposals being considered with a Saturday adjournment in mind would either level funding or provide less than a 3% increase for colleges and universities. And he notes Governor Blagojevich has threatened to cut $100 million from higher education to fund other areas. Hines says it will require a new phase of budget negotiations to address a problem that has existed for the last 5 years.
A realization that if we want to have excellent universities, if we want to attract our students to stay in Illinois for school and stay in Illinois after school, after graduation, then the state needs to make a bigger commitment to higher education, not just 1 year, but for 4 years and a decade going forward.
Illinois' higher education funding has decreased by $300 million since 2002, while tuition has gone up by 50% in that time. Hines says he'd rather see state lawmakers pass a responsible budget in overtime than passing something simply because of a pending deadline. Jurors in the trial of political fundraiser Tony Rezko had more questions yesterday for the judge overseeing the case. Robert Wildebor reports.
Whenever they've had a question, they've sent a note to the judge. She then calls the attorneys in, and an elaborate email chain alerts reporters that the judge will be addressing the question in court. There's usually only about 10 or 20 minutes to get there, so reporters rush off to hear the question and then try to read the proverbial tea leaves about what the jury might be thinking. But yesterday, jurors were thinking less about tea and more about coffee, specifically the coffee they spilled on the verdict form. That's a document listing all the charges against Rezko, and for each charge, there's a place where the jury foreman can check guilty or not guilty, and then all the jurors have to sign the last page. The judge and attorneys agreed it would be fine to send a new, unstained form back to the jury room. I'm Robert Wildebor.
And jurors say they'll work longer today in order to try to reach a verdict. Urbana City officials are meeting with the sole finalist for the job of head administrator. Mayor Laurel Pressing says the candidate will meet with city staff today. The Urbana City Council held a closed-door meeting yesterday to meet with the candidate. Pressing says a final decision will come after a background check is conducted. Mayor Pressing removed Urbana's previous head administrator last year. Bruce Walden had been the city's chief administrative officer since 1981. He says Pressing removed her in a disagreement over a fire department budget item. Pressing would only cite issues of trust between them. Urbana has operated without an administrator for the past year, and Pressing has talked about reworking the position under new names such as chief of staff or deputy mayor. Illinois lawmakers have put a stop to a plan that would allow cameras to capture what drivers do at dangerous intersections in select counties. Jenna Dooley explains.
In 8 metropolitan counties, cameras are already used to catch drivers who go through red lights, and supporters say the tactic is working to prevent traffic fatalities. Another 6 counties would have been allowed to do the same, but the measure did not have enough support among state senators. Several lawmakers have concerns the camera lights can trick drivers into believing they have more time to beat a yellow light. Critics also say the cameras are apt to make errors, giving drivers tickets they don't deserve. Springfield Senator Larry Bomke is against adding the cameras in Sangamon County.
If a police officer catches you running a red light, it's a $75 fine. If the red light camera catches you, it could be up to a $100 fine. And I really believe this is just a moneymaker for municipalities.
Cook County and the surrounding suburban counties, as well as Madison and St. Clair counties near St. Louis, will continue to fine drivers for speeding through red lights. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Besides Sangamon, McLean County is another county where those lights could have gone up. A campus ministry building on the University of Illinois campus is being sold to a developer of retail and office space. In about a month, the home of the Illinois Disciples Foundation will become property of JSM Development. Company Director of Development Jill Gruth says opportunities like that don't come often.
Our company has prided itself on finding quality locations, and this opportunity presented itself to, you know, acquire a key property at the corner of Springfield and Wright. The 3 other corners are owned by the University of Illinois, and so we saw it as a unique opportunity, and we're lucky enough to get it.
Disciples Foundation Executive Director Jen Tayabji says the building offered a lot in terms of space, but says the cost of upkeep in such a large facility got in the IDF's way of maintaining its mission. Tayabji says their new location will be in temporary offices in downtown Champaign. It'll give the foundation time to assess future needs. Guth says JSM will start marketing a new 3-story building right away with hopes of having some tenants in place when they close on the sale July 1st. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, time for in-depth weather with Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, looks like a nice day in the forecast today, but there's another weather system poised to move in.
Yeah, there is, and we'll probably get some rain, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, in the form of showers and thunderstorms, and some of the storms could have some strong winds with them.
So, time to stay tuned to AM 580 tomorrow.
That's correct, especially tomorrow afternoon and evening. So, Mike Sola comes back from vacation today, and he moves to the afternoon and evening shift for the first time in several months, and he'll get a break.